Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack stressed the bright future for the industry while addressing the National FFA Convention this week in Louisville. But reporters he met with afterward wanted to know about some current issues facing farmers and ranchers. First being the Waters of the United States proposal.
I think the conversation that's taken place on the Waters of the U.S. has been a healthy one. I think both sides are continuing to be educated. I know the EPA has learned a lot. The intent, and I know this for a fact because I talked to Gina McCarthy about this, the intent was actually to create greater certainty for agriculture. The intent was to reassure agriculture that this was not going to extend the jurisdiction, wasn't going to extend the land grab, wasn't going to be something that was onerous. It was really something that was designed to provide help and assistance, to provide clarity. The folks in the countryside did not interpret it that way. It's a lesson for EPA. And so I have no doubt that this process will have an impact on what EPA's final decision is going to be.
Vilsack was also questioned about the idea of an additional beef checkoff being proposed.
I don't have any preconceived notion as to what this checkoff should look like. So we will be putting in the Federal Register a notice with a series of questions, soliciting comment and input from producers and producer groups that will help us formulate what a second checkoff would look like. And honestly, I'm happy to not do this if the folks who have been talking for 3 years could continue to talk and ultimately get to a point where they all agree. That has not happened, unfortunately. The only point of agreement by all of the groups that I've talked to about this, the only point of agreement is we need more money into the system. We need more money to market. We need more money to research. We need more money to promote. And I understand the significance of that for this industry that is challenged at this point in time. Low supply, pretty good prices, domestic consumption challenges, a lot of competition. Need to really push the global market opportunities, which are going to be enormous, but you're going to need more resources to do that. And I think it's unfortunate that the lack of the ability of folks in the industry to coalesce around a set of changes and reforms to the current checkoff prevents us from getting additional money into the system. So absent that agreement, I've got the power to create an avenue for additional money. I'm going to use that power unless the industry comes back and says, you know, you don't have to do that, Mr. Secretary. We've come to an understanding. This is how we would like it done. I'm all for that.
Secretary Vilsack says a Federal Register notice on an additional beef checkoff could come within the next couple of weeks. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.